Blog Talk Radio.
Presiding Prelate Bishop Derek Robinson. You're listening to KDFI Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everyone. You are listening to KDFI Radio, Kingdom Radio for Kingdom People. You know what this is. This is the show that features the anointed and the appointed in God's kingdom. I am your host, Overseer Jamel Elliott. And I am so excited about our segment on today, The Power of Praise and Worship. Oh, hallelujah. I am excited. The Power of Praise and Worship. You need to text somebody and let them know they need to get on KDFI Radio right now. And I want you to call in and ask your questions, make your comments. That call-in number is 516-387-1673. Again, 516-387-1673. Amen? Well, before we delve into the topic that so many of us need to hear about, we want to remind you that KDFI, where Bishop Derek Robinson is our international presiding bishop, is one of the fastest growing and most dynamic fellowships anywhere on the planet. That's just a fact. And we want you to be a part. So do this for us. Go to KDFI.net right now and see what this dynamic fellowship has to offer. That's KDFI.net. Hallelujah. Well, we're excited to welcome these three dynamic leaders to the show on today. We have Pastor Justin Blackshear, Minister Nicholas Harper, and Overseer Don Armstead. God bless you, mighty men of God. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Praise the Lord, Overseer Elliott.
God bless you, Overseer Elliott. Good to be here.
Amen. Hallelujah. We are so excited today. I heard a rumor that you all might actually sing and play for us a little bit. So I am excited. But before we delve into the show, we want you to be able to tell everybody where you serve, where you do praise and worship. Give your church a little bit of a shout out. So we're going to start with Pastor Justin Blackshear.
Amen. This is Pastor Justin Blackshear from Toledo, Ohio, the pastor of the New Destiny Fellowship Church. Currently, I am serving as the pastor of praise and worship under our district overseer, Overseer John Michael Talbert, at the Church Without Walls, Church of God in Christ here in Toledo, Ohio.
Amen. Toledo, Ohio. All right. All right. Minister Nicholas Harper, let us know where you serve.
Hi, I am the Minister of Music over at Second Baptist Church in Monclova, Ohio, under the leadership of the Regional Overseer, Jerry Booth.
Amen. Overseer Jerry Booth, that's my good friend. Amen. Praise God. And last but we know not least, a friend of the show, Overseer Don Armstead. Tell the people where you serve.
God bless you. I am overseeing pastor of the Greater St. Mark Baptist Church in Lubbock, Texas, where senior pastor Venus Smitherman hold that office. And I'm also a full-time missionary, and I'm in transit now, so just bear with me.
We know your gift operates even while you're in transit, so we are excited about how God is going to use you on today. Amen. Well, we want to invite all of our guests to call in. If you're a praise and worship leader, call in. Sing for us a little bit. Talk to us about the power of praise and worship. Amen. I'm excited about this show. All right, let's jump in. The first question I really wanted to ask you all, and I know they're not only congregants but praise and worship leaders listening today, who I think are going to learn some things. I'm excited to learn some things. I want to start with this question. What is the purpose or the purposes of praise and worship? The answer might surprise us. What is the purpose of praise and worship? And we're going to start with Pastor Justin Blackshear.
I would have to say, Overseer, for me, the purpose of praise and worship for me is to prepare the ground, right? And not just prepare the ground for preaching, but to prepare the ground for deliverances and for healings, for anything that you came to church anticipating the Lord for. Praise and worship is going to get you ready for that. There are many times that a lot of people come to church and their minds may not necessarily be on church. But praise and worship can kind of bring everybody in. It's just like music from any genre. Music makes people move. It gets people excited. And so when we are in church and we start to hear the songs of praises go up unto the Lord, you can't help but to begin to move or to feel better. And depending on what the songs are, that will really say how that will minister to your personal situation. So it's really preparation, and that's not just for the word, but preparation for the entire worship experience itself.
Amen. Ooh, that blessed me. I never quite thought about it like that, that praise and worship prepares the ground, not just for the seed of the word. But I like how you said that everybody's mind isn't always on the word of God or what's happening in the service. So praise and worship prepares them to receive what God has for them. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen. Overseer Armstead, what is the purpose of praise and worship?
Amen. I totally agree with Pastor Blackshear. It sets the ground. It sets the atmosphere. But our purpose at the core, it's about welcoming the presence of God. It's about bringing God glory and acknowledging him and inviting him into our space, wherever that space is, whatever it is that we're doing. It's our invitation and an announcement of who we serve, an announcement of why we sing, an announcement of why we dance, why we praise. We're letting the world know that we serve the only true and living God. And it's, because even the creation has to praise God. And it's just acknowledging that he is God. And ultimately, that's what we're doing, acknowledging that he is God. And it's a faith move, because when we acknowledge that he is God, we're also acknowledging that he is omnipotent, he is omniscient, he is omnipresent, so that whatever we need, he has it, so that we want to invite him and invite him to manifest his presence in the building so he can build a room in our presence and he can conduct kingdom business in our presence.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I like that. It's an announcement. Amen. Glory be to God. Minister Nicholas Harper, jump in on this. What is the purpose of praise and worship?
Well, I want to agree with both Overseer and Pastor Justin, but I think it also expresses our gratefulness to God. I think that it's important that we set the atmosphere. It's also important that we invite God. But once we invite him here, it's also important for us to tell him thank you. Before we do anything else, before we ask him for anything, or before we expect him to do anything, we want to say thank you for everything that you've already done, and just thank you for being God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for being God. Well, I know that there is someone listening who needs a breakthrough. Not they want a breakthrough. They need a breakthrough. And they are listening to our expert panel, our three praise and worship leaders. So I want to know, starting with Pastor Black here, if there's someone today who's listening to this show and they need a breakthrough, just give them a little bit. What would you sing in that house when someone needs a breakthrough?
When you were talking about this just now, it came to me instantly. I've had the privilege of being at a full gospel convocation and hearing Tasha Cobbs Leonard sing in person. And so the first song, when you said, when a person comes in and they are expecting a breakthrough and they're expecting deliverance, the first thing I could think of is, there is power in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
there is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. And that's personal for me, because we know that the Bible says, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord, and at the name of Jesus, demons begin to tremble. And so there's so many things that when we get into a situation, or when we get into a place where we feel like there is nobody else that we can turn to, or there's nobody else that we can call on, we know that there is so much power in the name of Jesus that when we call on his name, he has to come. He has to come to our rescue. He
yes,
inhabits
Lord.
The praises of his people. So when the Bible talks about that the Lord inhabits our praises, that means he literally takes up residence. And so when we call on him, even if it's for gratitude, or if it's out of thanks, or if it's out of a place, like you said, of needing to be delivered and needing breakthrough, you call on him. He is obligated, that's the word, to come to our rescue, because he promised that he would.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. There's power in the name of Jesus. Amen. Bishop Michael Snoddy just texted me and said, amen, break every chain. Oh, glory be to God. I know somebody needed to hear that. Minister Nicholas Harper, tell me, if there's someone listening that needs a breakthrough, what would you sing to them to allow them to get that breakthrough?
It's interesting, because we just sang this morning in worship. But I think I would just sing, God is able to do just what he says he would do. He's going to fulfill every promise to you. Don't give up on God, because he won't give up on you. He's able. I think that's important, because, you know, with everything that we go through, sometimes we kind of lose track. And so it's helpful to be reminded that, you know, we can lean on God, and he's able to do whatever we need him to do, and he'll always have our back.
Amen. You could have given us a little bit more of that, Minister Harper. Don't be so stingy up in here on KFI Radio. Now, come on. You go. Next time, give us a little bit more. Amen. Because God is able, hallelujah, to do just what he said he will do. Oh, glory be to God. Somebody's getting their breakthrough. Amen. And Minister Harper, I think you told me you were at a keyboard. I need to hear the keyboard. Where's the keyboard at? Amen. warm that baby up. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bishop LaPage, God bless you, sir. Bishop LaPage just texted that he's able. Amen. He texted, God is able. So people are listening and getting their breakthrough. Keep on texting. Amen. KDFI, Overseer Don Armstead, I know that you know how to touch heaven. Amen. What would you sing if somebody needs a breakthrough, sir?
Amen. Well, praise God. Yeah, you know, it varies, of course, from occasion to occasion, because one of the most important things as a minister of music is that we not sing what we just think needs to be sung, or that what we know the people want to hear, but we sing what the Holy Spirit is saying he wants to hear. Mm-hmm. And it can be a song that you just did not expect, but the Holy Spirit will say that is the one that he has put the oil on to destroy the yoke in the house. And I've witnessed that on a number of occasions where he, you know, you didn't think that song was going to go where it went, but it took you in because that's what he said. But off the top of my head, I would easily do Waymaker, Miracle Worker, Promise Keeper, Light in the Darkness, My God, that is who You are. You are a Waymaker, Miracle Worker, Promise Keeper, Light in the Darkness, My God, that is who You are. And to remind them, You are here.
Hallelujah.
Moving
Hallelujah.
In our midst. Hey, God, I worship
Thank you, God.
You. I worship
Thank you,
God. You. You are
Hallelujah.
Here. Turning lives around. Oh, I worship You. I worship
Thank you, God.
You. When I think about it, oh, I know You're a way maker, miracle worker, promise
yes,
keeper, light in the darkness.
Yes.
My God, that is who You are. And then what happens when you sing and let the Holy Ghost lead you? You might get stuck on that. You're a way maker, miracle worker. Miracle worker, a miracle worker, a miracle worker, hey, a miracle worker, a miracle worker, a miracle worker, oh, a way maker, miracle worker, my promise keeper, light in the darkness, oh God, that's who You are. Hey, that's who You are.
Thank you.
I tell you.
Thank you, God.
Because he don't want karaoke. He want a genuine praise. Don't imitate the CD,
Hallelujah.
But just sing from your heart and go where the Holy Ghost tells you to go. Somebody need to be reminded that he'll work a miracle. Somebody, you know.
Yes, God.
So, yeah, just being led by him, that's ultimately
Hallelujah.
What we do.
Thank you, God. Oh, hallelujah. Now, every time Overseer Armstead comes on this show, he gets himself in trouble. and I know there's some praise and worship leaders listening, and he said, God don't want no karaoke. Oh, glory. Don't try to imitate the
That's
scene.
The truth.
And I know,
That's
come
right.
on, but I know that there are singers that they want to sound just like Byron Cage. They want to sound just like Tasha Cobbs, right? They want to sound just, you know, whoever it is, they want to sound just like them. And so they listen and listen and listen and try to imitate their every intonation. But I love what you said, Overseer Armstead. You might get a couple emails on that. You might get a text. Somebody didn't like that. But I like that. But he's not afraid of getting in trouble. That's good. I like that he said to break that yoke off of somebody, right? You're not Tasha Cobbs, right? You're not Byron Cage. You're
Amen.
Not, you know, any of these things. You're not them. And guess
right.
what? And God doesn't want you to be. You're not McClurkin, right? You're not any of them. Be who
mm-hmm.
God has created you to be. And I think
Amen.
that just helps some preachers listening too, because sometimes we're, and I might get an email on this, or a text, but sometimes I'm listening to sermons and I know they're recycled. Oh, y'all better come.
Yes.
Don't leave
I'm
me out here by
over
myself.
Here. Yeah, I'm over here.
Well.
Recycling is good for bottles, but not for sermons. Oh, God. All right, come on.
That's right now.
I just got in trouble. Hey. Bishop Michael Snyder just said, oops, I know. See, this is what Overseer Armstead does to me. He gets in trouble, then I get in trouble. But look, we there now.
Sit on me.
We here. Bishop Snotty just texted Memorex sermons. Right, just carbon copies, right? You tell people to touch your neighbor 30 times, right? And you tell them things that we, come on, touch your neighbor. I get so tired of touching neighbors, but I guess now we're not touching too many neighbors with coronavirus. But I get so tired of hearing the same things over and over again. What is God saying to you? Hallelujah.
Right.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. I'm excited. We have a special guest with us on today, and she is the worship leader, the regional director of worship in the Northeast region, Evangelist Tracy King. Welcome to the show.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Can you hear me this morning? Can you hear me?
Oh, we can hear you. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Because I'm sitting in my car. But I found that, first of all, let me just say to the panel here, I'm sitting in my car trying not to get out and run in this parking lot because you're blessing me immensely. And just blessing me. But as I'm listening to you all I want to say to you is that when I think about worship, we praise him for the things that he does, but we worship him for who he is.
And
he's God, and he's omnipotent, he's omnipresent, he's all of those things. But also, you know, I was thinking God gave me 2 Chronicles 20 when Jehoshaphat was dealing with the armies coming, an unprovoked attack coming down on him. And he went before God with the people, and they began to fast and worship and seek God's face. And God told them, listen, go ahead and march down to the spot where you got to meet your enemies, but make sure the praisers go before you. And as they worshiped, the Bible says, as they went, that God was there fighting their battle before they even got there. So sometimes your worship will allow God to fight your battle, and you don't have to lift a finger. So who is he to me? He is, you are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, O Lord, because you are worthy to be praised. And we give you all the glory. We worship you, our Lord, and you are worthy to be praised. You are Alpha and Omega. God, we worship you, oh Lord, you are worthy to be praised. And therefore, we give you all the glory. We worship you, our Lord, and you are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. He will fight your battles without you having to lift a finger, just through your worship. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. He is worthy to be praised. Oh, glory. That blessed me. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. And Evangelist King, I love how you said that we don't have to lift a finger. Woo! If we could just understand the purpose of praise and worship, there are some battles that we're fighting we're not even supposed to be fighting in. Oh, glory be to God. If we could just worship. Hallelujah. So that just blessed me. And that takes us right where we want to go. Praise God. Hallelujah. Bishop-elect Covington just texted, y'all straight showing out. Bishop-elect Covington, you need to call in and sing. That's what the people want to hear. Amen. Yeah, you need to call in and sing, Bishop-elect Covington. I know he just got off a plane, but I know he can sing. Amen.
Amen.
We're so grateful. I believe he returned back to the southern region on yesterday after traveling to support the western region, who just had a very successful rally. We thank God for Dr. Cynthia Taylor. Amen. I know that their slogan is "The best is in the West." I can't quite bring myself to say that. You know, I lead the Northeast with the Spirit of David region, but I can't say I love the West. That much I can say. Amen.
So, amen.
Bishop Covington, we are looking for you to call. Amen. But Bishop Snoddy texted something, and this is where we're going. So, Bishop Snoddy, you're in the Spirit. He texted, "Praise is a weapon." And that's where I want us to go, because I think there are so many believers who believe that praise and worship, all right, is something pleasant, you know, to my ears, it encourages my spirit, but they may not know the function of praise and worship as warfare. And so I want us to go there on today, and I want us to talk about an Evangelist King. Don't go anywhere. You called in now, so you got to stay. Amen. You are now a member of the panel. But we want to talk about how praise and worship is warfare on the enemy's camp. Pastor Blatchy, I'm coming to you. Talk to us and sing to us about how praise and worship is warfare on the enemy's camp.
I can recall a time in my teens, and I was brought up Kojic, and I served under the late Bishop Rance Allen for several years, and I can remember us coming out of intercessory prayer, and intercessory prayer for us wasn't a thing where it was just, you know, those cute, polite prayers. You know, we didn't just go in and say, "Oh, Lord, would you please?" We really were petitioning God with all that we had for everything that we needed. And I can recall us getting ready to go into what we thought was going to be a normal praise and worship service. But because of the needs that we laid before him during intercessory prayer, the whole atmosphere just shifted. And I'm sure that all of us praise and worship leaders that are on here today and that are listening all around the world can attest that sometimes you have things planned to sing, but the Spirit of the Lord will take you in a completely different direction because your spirit will feel the atmosphere. And that is something that is very important as you are being a praise and worship leader. You have to be able to feel what is happening in the atmosphere. As far as it relates to praise and worship being a weapon, you have to be able to discern what the house needs. I think we mentioned this earlier, Overseer Elliott. You have to be able to discern what the house needs. And that is why it's very important to go into prayer before you even start to sing, so that you will know what the Lord – that's just like when you go to prophesy. And I'm not sure if any of us – I'm going left with this – if any of us operate in the gift of prophetic besides me. But when I go to give a prophetic word, I always ask the Lord, "Lord, what would you have me to say to this person?" And so it's the same thing when I get ready to sing. "Lord, what would you have me to sing that would minister to the brokenhearted, that would minister to the depressed and the downtrodden? What would you have me to sing that would do that?" And this particular service that we had, all that could come out was, "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus." And somebody needed to be healed, so I said, "Healer, healer, healer. Healer, healer, healer. Healer,
yes,
healer, healer. And his name is Jesus, Jesus, Jesus." And we had some people that needed to be saved, so I said, "Savior, Savior, Savior. Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Savior, Savior, Savior.
Yes, Lord.
Savior, Savior, Savior. And his name is Jesus, Jesus, Jesus." And when we saw the manifestation happen, we said, "Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus." And sometimes we can get in our own head thinking that we have to do something very complex and very complicated to get to God. But sometimes it is the simplest thing as just calling his name, telling him what he is to you, thanking him for being all of those things to you, that will get you directly into his presence and cause the atmosphere to shift, cause chains and shackles to be loosed, cause sick folk to be healed. And when we get in the presence of God, we know that it is conducive for miracles, signs, and wonders. And that is what that's our job as praise and worship leaders, is to take people to the place where they can get what they need from God even before the word of God comes by way of the preacher, because we're still delivering the word just in song.
Yeah.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's Lord. Yes, Lord. That's good.
Amen.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah. 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 Amen.
Hallelujah.
I'm looking at the music department WhatsApp, and Christopher Whitehead is saying, come through here, Pastor Blackshear. You have to have a spirit of discernment. And I love that you said that, because I think sometimes people have a set song they're going to sing. They're going to go and just sing their set, right? But I love how you said you have to consult the Lord. What is it you want me to sing? Not just preaching, but what is it you want me to sing? And to be able to shift with the Spirit. Oh, glory be to God. To be able to shift with the Spirit. Amen. Bishop Nadia Tech, in other words, praise and worship is not a preliminary part to the worship service. Oh, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, God. But it is crucial. Amen. Minister Amen. Harper, I got to get you in on this. Hallelujah. How is, and don't just tell us, but show us, how is praise and worship warfare on the enemy's camp? Oh, glory be to God.
It's so interesting that Bishop just texted that, because that was something that the Lord had really been dealing with me on, understanding that praise and worship is not preliminary. It's a part of that actual warfare. And so as Pastor Blackshear said, like, you have to definitely go to the Lord and use the spirit of discernment. But I think it's also important that not only for the music ministry, but for the leadership in the church, that they're a part of that service. There's plenty of times where I see leaders who spend all of praise and worship in the office, and they may come out on the last song. And, you know, it's kind of hard to see what's going on. It's kind of hard to see what the house needs if you're not in the house experiencing it, if you're not actually seeing what's going on and being a part of that worship. But I think the second part to that is, it's hard for the people to respect the leader in that essence when you tell me to praise and worship, but I don't see you do it. You wait everybody else to do it, and then you come out. And then you get up and preach, and you want us to follow you. And it's like, well, where were you? So I think it's so important that, you know, if we're going forth in praise and worship, and we're saying that it's warfare, that we do it together, I think it goes the same way with intercessory prayer. It's important that the leader is there for intercessory prayer. You're the leader.
Wow.
So if we're interceding, then we need to see that the leader is interceding as well and being a part of that and being supportive of everything that's going on in that ministry.
I think understanding what's going on, paying
attention to what's happening in the house. I remember there was one Sunday we were having service, and we normally open up with an upbeat song, and one of the members on the praise team, she's actually a prayer warrior, and she ended up doing intercessory prayer that day. And, like, I just couldn't get the song out of my spirit, and it was just the praise is what I do. It's what I do.
You better get on my head this morning.
And we just stay right there. Praise is what I do.
Thank you, God.
It's what I do. And what was so crazy was, it really set the atmosphere, and we stayed there for about 15 minutes. We even ended up skipping our upbeat song, and we just continued straight into worship. And we couldn't come out of the worship because it was so good. The prayer came, the worship came, and God really was in the atmosphere. And all we could do was experience his glory.
Hallelujah.
And sometimes we have to understand that when that's happening, I can. Praise is what I do. Ooh, is what I do.
Hallelujah.
Praise
hallelujah.
What I do. Bless his name.
What I do.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
What I do.
Thank you, God.
Yes, God.
Bless his name. Hallelujah. Yes,
hallelujah. Yes. Come on here, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Bless your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't stop playing. Ooh. Yes. Oversee your arms there. Just go right into that. Go right into that. Hey, just flow right into that. Yeah.
Praise you, what I do.
Hallelujah.
What I do.
Yes.
Oh, God. Hallelujah.
Praise
yes.
What I do. What I
Hallelujah,
hallelujah. Come on, evangelist. We open our hearts, yeah. God. Hey. Praise is what I do.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, God is what we do. We honor you, Jesus. We bless
yes,
your
God.
Holy name.
Yes,
praise
God.
Is what I do. God is what we do.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You are the beginning and the end. God, we bless your name. It's what we do. Yes, Jesus. Oh, God, we give you glory. Yeah. It's what we do. Hallelujah. Oh, Lamb of God, we
hallelujah.
Praise
you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
God,
thank
we praise
you, God.
You. Hallelujah.
We worship you. Yeah, somebody.
We worship you, Lord.
Chains falling right now. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God, we bow before you. We worship you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Get your glory, God. Get your glory. Get your glory.
Yes. Oh, glory. Glory to
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I just want you to know all over Katie, if people are listening, amen. Burn and burn is saying this is awesome.
We're gonna tear your kingdom down. because it's going to take the worshipers, the praise and worshipers, to make up the dead space. It is up to us as the Levites of God to begin to go into that atmosphere and break up the dead spaces, because he's Lord of the breakthrough. Lord of the breakthrough. You are the Lord of the breakthrough. And we worship you. It is up to us to sit there and break up that dead space that happens in the body of Christ. I don't understand how it happens, because when you think, it ought to provoke you to think. But I tell you what, so it is our job as the Levites, the ones that have been called out by God, to begin to break up the dead spaces that Satan tries to put on the people of God in them strongholds. Amen. And so I go back to that original song. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain. So is there power?
Yes,
the power
yes.
is in Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Evangelist Wyatt is saying, come on here, woman of God. She is listening. She said, praise is happening on KDFI Radio. Overseer Armstead, jump in on this. What do you
okay.
do when you feel that spirit of heaviness in a house and you know there's a stronghold?
Yield. Yield to the Spirit of God. And try to hear what he's saying he wants to hear. And so that you just go into worship. People understand that, you know, it's a, even one of the, that's why it's so important that praise and worship happens before the sermon goes forth, is because it's warfare. It puts demons in their place. It breaks chains so that people can't hear the saving word of God. They can hear the gospel. Their minds are clear. But it really gets down to just yielding to hear what God wants to say. And again, you don't choose it. You let him lead you into whatever that is that he wants to do. And I don't like it when it's a song that I've never sung before. I don't like it when it's a song that I don't feel like I know well enough. But he'll give me a piece of it. So this right here, this is enough right here. And because the oil of God on whatever that is that you lift up is enough to destroy whatever yokes that need to be destroyed and get your breakthrough. Because sometimes as a praise and worship leader, you are, because the people seem dry, the people seem like they are not with you, they're not in the house, their mind is in other places, you feel like, you feel discouraged and you can feel like giving up. But when you press your way and you keep on fighting, seeing your worship as fighting, you keep on fighting, the breakthrough will come. Because ministers of music, whether you don't, regardless of what title you have, worshipers, we are gatekeepers. We are gatekeepers for the people who don't know how to get into the presence of God. See, everybody, you know, most people, it's like they don't know how to get into the presence of God. They don't know how to get behind the veil. And so we have been anointed to be gatekeepers, and we have to obey God and do what he's called us to do, regardless of what went on before we got in the house, regardless of what we've been fighting with, regardless of our personal issues. We need to submit so that, and think of it as doing it so somebody else can get their blessing, so that somebody can get that miracle that they need. We submit and we press. We press, you know, we want everything to be easy. That's why we sing the songs that everybody know, and we sing the songs that are popular. We want it so they can just get right with it, and it's the tune that they like. But we need to learn how to press and just obey God. And then
yes.
we will see the manifestation of his power.
Ooh,
you know,
hallelujah.
I think about just looking at the Israelites, the Hebrew children going up against the people in Jericho, you know, and going around the wall seven times, and then a shout of praise. See, that shout of praise was loaded with all of their issues. That shout of praise, it wasn't just a noise. It was loaded and filled with their faith in God. It was loaded with all thinking about all the what had happened all those 6 days before, where the folk were laughing at them because it didn't make no sense, looking down on them, laughing at them because they're walking around their city, and they felt like they were so indefensible, you know, the people of Jericho. It made no sense. They made fun. They mocked these people of God. But the people of God, when they did what God told them to do, and that's it, when they obeyed God, and they let out that shout, they saw in their obedience, they saw the power of God manifest, and they saw the Lord do what they could not do. But it just goes back to just obeying God. Where there is no obedience, there is no
way. Amen.
We want to worship, you know. But, yeah, but ultimately, I think they demonstrate how obedience is necessary. And if you can't obey God, you can sing "I love you, Jesus" all day long, but if there is no obedience, that ain't worship. That's just singing a song. That's some good entertainment. But the worship happens when there is obedience to back up what's coming up out of you.
Amen. Oh, glory be to God. Look, that's where we're going right now. I want all of you to be honest. This is not going to be an easy question, but I want you all to be honest. How do we know, Pastor Blasio, I'm coming to you, how do we know that we are not, in terms of worship leaders, that you're not operating in entertainment as opposed to the anointing? Because I like what Overseer Armstead just said, right, that everybody wants to sing what's the latest popular song, so everybody's with it and people are with you. How do you know, and show us through song, if you will, how do you know that you're operating in anointing and not in entertainment?
That is a loaded question, but...
Yes, it is.
It's a good question because... we are, now that we have had to adapt to the pandemic, some of us are back in in-person services, but before we could even do all of that, and we had to do just online stuff, I noticed whenever I would tune in to different services that it was always, I won't say always, but a vast majority of the time, the songs that were being sang for praise and worship were very popular songs, songs that everybody mm-hmm. knew so that they could make sure that the people were engaged or that they were entertained. Because, you know, if you don't grab them in that first 5 minutes, you done lost them. So what are we going to sing there? Are we going to sing this? Because we know that's going to get them. That's going to get them going. That's going to get them going. But I can remember there was a time – Bishop used to put us on these fasts, y'all, and we'd be like, Bishop, we just got off a fast. But he would put us on these fasts, and he like, the Lord is trying to speak, so I need y'all to turn your place down. Okay, Bishop, we're going to do that. And that was not just for the ministerial staff. That was from the pulpit to the door. If you served in the church in any capacity, you were on this fast. And I remember trying to, I'm like, okay, well, what are we going to sing? What are we going to sing? And I remember the Lord had me singing, "Bow down and worship him, worship him, oh, worship him." And he had me sing that song. And so as the fast went on for that 2 months, I was singing that same song for 2 months. And I was trying to figure out. And Bishop pulled me aside. He said, "Do you know why the Lord is having you sing this song?" I said, "I'm kind of figuring it out now." But he's like, "The Lord is trying to get us back to a place where we are actually reverencing him. That when we come into the house, before we start a conversation with anybody, before we start gossiping about what somebody did last week, the first thing we do is come into his presence, bowing down and worshiping him." The Lord was using you in a prophetic way to let the people know that we needed to get back to the basics. We needed to get back to him.
because we had gotten so complacent.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
We had gotten so complacent in our walk with him that we didn't feel like we needed to bow down and worship him anymore because he was doing everything that we had asked him to do. And so as long as everything was going all right, we could come in and give him a quick thank you and go on about our business. But he needed to get us back to a place where we thanked him for not just the big things, but the little things that we took for granted every day. When we were taking our first breath of the day that we could be knowledgeable of, we didn't say thank you for it. When we could put our socks and our shoes on our own and we didn't say, he was trying to get us back to a place that we were reverencing him and acknowledging him for everything that he has done. So even now, I'll be walking around the house sometimes and just bust out, bow down and worship him, worship him. Oh,
yes.
Worship him. Oh, bow down and worship
yes.
him. Enter in. Oh, enter in. Consuming
you,
fire, sweet perfume, his awesome presence fills this room. This
hallelujah,
is
hallelujah.
Holy ground. Oh, this is holy ground. So come and bow down. And sometimes,
y'all,
we get into a routine that we forget that the place that we're leading worship is actually sanctified and holy ground. Sometimes we'll get up there laughing and joking around, and we forget that we're standing on holy ground. And so he has to remind us, come and bow down. The place where you are standing to yield everything to me is holy and sanctified. So all of the mess and all of the junk and everything that you carried all week long, check it at the door or lay it at the altar before you enter into this sacred space to lead the people to a place of worship. As Overseer Armstead said, some people cannot get beyond the veil on their own. So we actually, as worship leaders, as ministers of the gospel through song, we have to take them. We literally have to walk them beyond the veil so that they can get what they need, because some of them don't have the capacity to get there on their own, whether it's something that they're dealing with, whether it's the fact that their relationship with him is not exactly where they think it should be. And the truth of the matter is our relationship with God will never be where we think it should be, but he knows the intentions in our, he knows our heart. And so he
yes,
will continue
he does.
To help us work out our soul's salvation with him. Whether we think, well, I'm not there yet, but the Lord says, you have a work to do, come on. Well, I'm not there yet, I haven't gotten myself together yet. You'll never get yourself together. That's why Jesus came to die for us, because we couldn't do that.
Hallelujah. Thank
so
you, God.
We carry these
Woo!
People, we walk with them beyond the veil so they can get what they need on holy ground, y'all. And once we
Thank
get back to
God.
Remembering where we're going to do what we're doing for him, it won't be a struggle for us. You know, because sometimes you
Amen.
Come in and you can see it on the people and you're like, ooh, I don't want to do this today. You can see it on them like, I don't know what kind of service this is going to be today, because you can literally see the heavy cloud hanging over them. But it's our job to push beyond that. It's our job to push
yes.
beyond that. Because we can command the atmosphere to come and be under subjection of the Holy Spirit by way of singing, by way of praying.
Hallelujah.
We can do all of that.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. I just want to say that Bessie Coleman, thank God for you, Sister Coleman, is texting in the WhatsApp. She's saying it's such an awesome and timely discussion. He's so happy to be on the call. And I want to say that Bishop LaPage is saying amen. Great message. Praise the Lord. And Bishop Michael Snoddy said something so good. Sometimes we handle the sacred so much, it becomes secular to us. Ooh, we need to get back to the bowing down, realizing his awesomeness, and realizing we are on holy ground. Amen. Minister Hopper, you know I got to bring you into this right now. Oh, glory be to God. We're talking about when there's a spirit of heaviness. How do you get people beyond the veil? How do you bring people in?
I think part of it comes from being in constant prayer, actually talking to the Lord, and then actually allowing the songs to minister to you first. Because it's not enough to just entertain people, but it's important
That's right.
Our worship is real. And what I've noticed is that sometimes it could just be a simple song that will really speak to somebody's spirit, because for a lot of us, it's the actual words in the song that make the difference, and the sincerity of those words coming forth in worship. One of the songs that I was really just dwelling on at the moment is simple, and it just says, you are my strength. You are my strength. I'll praise your name forever. You are my strength. Then I thought of, you are the strength of my life.
Yeah.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
And you are
the source of my strength. And I lift my hands in total praise to you, to you. You are the source of my strength.
Thank you, God. Thank
you,
God. You
are the strength of my life.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I lift my hands in total praise to you, to you. 'Cause I'll never how much it costs to see my sin upon that cross. And I'll never know how much it costs to see my sin upon that cross.
And I think that when we're in true worship, we're able to just flow like that, because we're really coming from our heart. And so our worship just continues to go forth and goes forth.
Ooh, thank you, God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, that song just touches me. Oh, hallelujah. Hey, we'll never know what it cost him. Oh, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I hear people say salvation is free. Hey, but I said, must not know the cost. Oh, hallelujah. You must not know the cost of what he paid on that cross. Amen. Hallelujah. Overseer Armstead. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes, Overseer.
Hallelujah. Well, how would you, thank you, God, how would you lead people behind the veil? You said something that just shook, I think it shook us all up, when you said that some people can't get there. I never thought about that, that you said some people can't get there. Whew. What would you do? What would you sing if you see people in a service and they're struggling to get there, but they can't get behind the veil? How would you in song lead them into that deeper place? Hallelujah. Thank you.
I would definitely do something that focuses on surrender, and so that the individual can look at themselves in their own journey and forget about everybody else in the room and begin to worship, realizing they have this audience of one. And I think of the song, you provide the fire, I'll provide the sacrifice. You provide your spirit, and I will open up inside. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up. And that's a prayer. That's a prayer. Love of God, overflow, permeate all my soul. Love of God, overflow, permeate all my soul. All my soul, all my soul, fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up. And we think about it when we repeat those words. Think about where you are in your walk with him and what you are in need of, so that you are really begging him. And, you know, I want more. I want more. I want more. I want more. And then you go into, you know, as a worship leader, you just allow it to take you into the message of the song. And I think of the old hymn, going into, let some drops now fall on me, even me, Lord, even me, Lord, even me, I need you to let some drops now fall, oh, let some drops now fall, oh, let some drops now fall, and fill me up, God, fill me up, God, fill me up, God, fill me up. You provide the fire, I'll provide my body, and my life as a sacrifice. You provide the spirit, and I will open up inside. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. And that's the beauty of the praise and worship songs that are out now. That there comes a time when people can't focus on trying to remember all the words. If I can just remember to pray and just ask, tell him what I need and just say it over and over. You know, I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign upon the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone. I can sing to you this song. I just want to worship you. I just want to say that I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus.
Yes.
I worship and adore you.
Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Oh,
yes.
I love you, Jesus.
I worship and adore you.
I just want to tell you, God, that I love you so much more than anything.
I love you. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And it has to be personal.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And you know, somebody may be listening who may think that I'm not in a position, I'm not the worship leader at my church, or I don't have a certain title or something like that. And you need to understand that when God has anointed you as a gatekeeper to get people into his presence, it doesn't matter what your title is. It don't matter where you sit in the congregation, because you
yield to him
and let God use you. See, sometimes the church is sitting there waiting for the breakthrough, and the breakthrough is coming through you, but you got your mouth closed because you're worried about having a title. You got your mouth closed because you're not sitting up front, but the Lord has put it on you, and you need to let yourself go, yield to him, and let God use you. Forget the title. Obey him. Worship.
Thank you, God.
Because he's looking for you.
Thank you, God.
He's looking for worship. He's looking for you.
Thank you, God. Okay. Woo! Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hey, I'm looking at the Women of Destiny WhatsApp. I hope I'm saying your name correct, my sister Onike. She is saying this worship is awesome. Hallelujah. Powerful worship. Bishop Snoddy is saying, open up your mouth and let God use you. Ooh, Overseer Armstead, you just helped somebody. Don't worry about a title. Open up your mouth and let God use you. And speaking of that, we have a special guest right now, Evangelist Angelique Wyatt. Hallelujah. Talking about a worshiper. Amen. We want to invite her to the panel right now. Evangelist Angelique, tell us or show us, how is it that you lead people behind the veil?
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good afternoon, everyone. And I just want to, first of all, just thank God for being allowed to do this. And you all have said so many things to bless me, as well as to motivate me. And over to Armstead, I just, you know, every time you speak, you just open up a window in me that God, I know it's nobody but God. And I needed to hear what you just said. Because people want to say it's about a title. It's not about a title. See, when I start singing, it's always personal. It's always personal for me. I always think about the goodness of God. I always think about where he's brought me from, because I know for a fact that God has brought me from a mighty long way. And some know my story, and some don't. But the ones who know my story, they know where God has brought me from, the certain things that they know that I've said. So when I sing, it's to get the glory, to give him the glory. It's not for me. And Overseer Elliot did put me on the spot. Don't get me wrong, but I love you for it, because you know my shyness. So I love you for that. And she asked me to sing, and I'm going to sing something near and dear to my heart. Thank you, Jesus.
I've got so much
to thank God for. So many wonderful blessings and so many open doors. A brand new mercy.
Yes, God.
Along it is new day. That's why I praise you. And for this, I give you praise. For
yes,
waking me up, morning, for starting me on my way, for letting me see the sunshine of a brand new day, a brand new mercy along with each new day. That's why I praise you. And for this, I give you praise. You're my Jehovah Jireh. You've been my provider. So many times you rescued me. So many times. And I want to thank you for the love you give to me each day. That's why I praise you. And for this, I give you praise. Amen, amen. Overseer Elliott, thank you. Overseer Armstead,
thank you.
Amen. God bless
and
you. Thank you for
Minister
the Lord.
Minister King, I'm not sure if you're a minister or overseer, but thank you. Because I've been listening since it started. And to hear you all speak, and to hear the things that God has spoken into my life, and to know, because I know that's one of my purposes is praise and worship. And I say to people all the time, as praise and worship leaders, whether title or not, it is for us to usher in the spirit. It's for us to touch hearts that feel like they can't be touched. So when we open our mouth to sing and praise God, people are looking at us for so many different reasons. But as long as we're doing it for the right reason, God is going to get the glory regardless of what's going on, even if it's a dead church or a dead state or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. God will still continue to get the glory because we're doing it for the right reason.
That's
Amen.
Right. That's right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Bless you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You don't have to go anywhere, Evangelist White. You can stay right here with us. Amen. Oh, glory be to God. You part of the family. Amen. Oh, glory be to God.
Amen.
Listen, I need you all to get transparent because I just love how the Spirit moves. Evangelist Wyatt went right where I'm going. So I know it's the Spirit. I want to ask you all this because I know as a preacher that there are times when I've got to preach a word and I need a word. Woo!
Mm-hmm.
There's a time I have to get up before the people and I know that they need something and they're pulling on me, but I'm in desperate need of a word myself. So I wanted to ask you, and I know this is going to ask, and prepare yourself, Pastor Black, I'm coming to you first. Prepare yourself, amen. But I want to ask you to get real transparent. And then I'll go to Minister Harper, Overseer Armstead. What happens when you're coming into a sanctuary? And it's not the people who are heavy, right? It's not the stronghold in the church. But what happens when you've been going, right? And now you have to stand before the people and minister to them when you are in desperate need to be ministered to.
Wow. This question took me to a very heavy place. And this is the transparency part. Bishop Allen raised me as his youngest son from the age of 3. I'm 33 now. While I had an on and off relationship with my biological father, Bishop Allen really took me in and showed me what holy living looked like. He taught me how to pray. He taught me how to study the word. Mm-hmm. He taught me how to preach. And I can remember the day that I got the call that he had gone home to be with the Lord.
Wow.
I remember being in my room and jumping up in the bed and saying, "What? No, that can't be." Because I just we had just conversed earlier that week, and it was a Saturday, and I said, "Lord, why would you do this to me?" That was really my question. My biological father passed away in 2013 from cancer, and I was very hurt by that. I was crushed because we had just gotten close. Our relationship had just started to really be mended. But the man that raised me had now closed his eyes. And I said, "God, why would you do this to me? Why would you take another father from me? Why would you do that to me?" And I remember having to go. We were at the time going to a church in Detroit, which is about an hour away from Toledo. And so we were driving back and forth, and I remember having to go up to Detroit that evening. And he died on Halloween. And so we didn't have service that night. We had a harvest party for the kids. But the next morning, I was due to minister at Church Without Walls, Overseer Talbot's church. And walking into the sanctuary that Sunday morning, It was hard, very hard, because First Lady Talbert and I both had a very, very close relationship with Bishop Allen. And the first thing she did was came and laid on me and just started crying. So now I'm already heavy from what I was dealing with. And here come First Lady, who is my big sister. She coming and she dropping all everything off on me. Now I got to get up here and pray and sing praise and worship. And before I could do any of that, I had to remove myself. I had to remove myself from the sacred space. I went into the fellowship hall. I went into the corner and literally prayed and cried, like, "Lord, you have to give me an extra amount of strength. You have to give me an extra amount of strength because I know what you need me to do today. It's not about me. It's about the people that are here that are seeking something from you. And I need to be able to be strong enough to give them that." And I think I stayed in that corner for about 5 minutes. And then finally I got up, kind of got myself together, went out into the sanctuary, and we began to pray together. Normally we would just go up into an opening song, but we prayed together. And I prayed in that prayer, in that corporate prayer, "Lord, that you would lift the spirit of heaviness off of me so that I can give your people what you're giving me." And I tell you, it was like I could feel my pop. That's what I call him. I could feel my pop standing up behind me and saying, "Son, you got this. Give them what the Lord is giving you." And the Lord allowed me to be able to press through that grief, press through that pain, and be able to minister to the people and get what I needed in the end. Even though I was crying and even though I was hurting, the Lord comforted me. Because I sought the Holy Ghost, the Comforter.
I'm having trouble hearing.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank
you, God.
It just blew my mind how, even in that place of grieving, the Lord still came to see about me. Who am I that you are
asking
me? I'm just Justin, wrapped in flesh. Who am I that you think enough of me to say, "Son, it's going to be okay. Now let's do the work."
Amen. Amen. Do you remember what you're saying? Hallelujah.
Oh, yes. We went into "I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today.
because you care for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you.
Yes.
You up and I magnify your name. Hey, that's why my heart is filled with praise. My heart,
yes.
My mind, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price for me way back on Calvary. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. Hey, that's why my heart is filled with praise. That's why my heart is filled with praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Amen. Hallelujah. That's
praise
why my heart
God.
Is filled with praise.
Yes.
Amen. Minister Harper,
amen.
There's someone out there. They may have, as Angelique said, they may have the title of praise and worship leader. They may not, but praise is what they do. And they may be feeling a heaviness. They may have gone through what Pastor Justin has gone through. They may have experienced a death or just whatever's going on in their life. And I just want to know, can you just worship for a moment and show them what it's like, even if you're going through, to press? Ooh, I think Pastor Justin Blaschke talked about pressing. I think Overseer Armstead talked about pressing. Can you show them what it's like to press through and worship God?
Sure. How great is our God?
Yeah.
Sing with me, how great is our God?
Mm.
All will see how great our God.
Thank you.
How great our God.
Yeah.
See with me how great our God. All will see how great. How great our God.
Hallelujah.
You're the name above all names.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
And you're worthy of all praise. And my heart will sing how great our God. You're the name above all names, and you're worthy of all praise. And my heart will sing how great is our God. How great. How great is our God. How great is our God. Sweet Spirit, sweet Spirit.
Yeah.
Take over this place. Take over this place.
Yeah.
Sweet Spirit.
Yes.
Sweet Spirit. Take over this place. Take
yes.
over
this
place.
Mm.
Do what you
take
want
over
to
this
do.
Place.
Yeah.
Do what you came to do.
Yes, God.
Do what you want to do. Do what you came to do. Do what you want to do.
Do what you
do what you
right
came
now.
To do.
Yeah, yeah.
Right
do
now.
What you want
right
to do.
Right now.
Do what you came to do. Sweet Spirit. Sweet Spirit. Take over this place. Take over this place. Sweet Spirit. Sweet Spirit, take all of this place. Take
Hallelujah.
All of this place.
Take over. Yes, God. Thank you. Thanks for taking over. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Fill me
thank
up.
You, God.
Till I
yes,
overflow. I want to run over. I want to run over. Fill me up. Till I overflow. I want to run over. I want to run over. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God.
Yes, God.
Fill me up, God.
Yes.
Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah, yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, fill me up. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Glory.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Overseer Arms said, just blow into this. I know you know what it means to have to press. Just
glory.
Overseer Arms said, hallelujah.
Glory,
yes.
Glory,
press.
Oh, glory, glory and honor belong to you, oh God.
Yes, yes, glory
to you,
here.
Oh God. Oh, glory, Lord,
yes.
Get your glory. You deserve glory. Oh,
hallelujah.
Glory, 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 glory. We give you all the glory. All the glory. Say,
yes.
Oh, so take everything. I don't want it. I don't need it, God. You can take everything. I don't
wow, thank
want
you.
It. I don't
wow,
need
you.
It, God. I just want you.
Yeah.
I just want you. I just want you.
Yeah.
I just want you. God, just want you. No one else will do. God, I just want you. I just want you. Oh, oh, take me, I'm yours. Take me, I'm yours. Take me, I'm yours. Take me, I'm yours. Take me.
Take me.
Oh, have your way. Have your way. Because
hallelujah.
Then everything I need is in you.
My healing is in you. My deliverance is in you.
My deliverance
is in you. My protection is in you.
My
is in you. Everything I need is in you. Whoa. So I'm going to chase after you, Jesus. I'm going to seek you first. I'm going to chase after you, Lord. I'm going to put you first. Oh, I surrender. Hey, I surrender.
Yes.
I surrender.
God, thank
mighty
you,
God. Mighty God, you're mighty God.
Hallelujah.
Mighty God.
God is in this place. He's in this place. Oh, glory to God. Amen.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lady Black,
yes,
Syncadia Fire Radio is on fire. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. We only have a little bit of time left. Pastor Lucille Clegg, Texas, fill me up, hallelujah, on KDFI Radio. And this is what I'm hoping, this is what I feel the Lord saying. In these last few minutes, we have a little over 20 minutes, and I'm hoping we can just do corporate worship. I want the people to see it's not about a personality. It's not about any one person on the panel. But if you would just let the Lord lead you, Minister Harper, on what he would have you to play. And if
Praise God.
Of our panelists, however the Lord is leading you to just come in on whatever God gives Minister Harper, and we are praying that not only would our panel be in corporate worship, but that our listeners would let every chain fall, that you would press behind the veil, that you would go into a worship like you've never worshiped before, and know that in this worship that we're about to experience, there is healing, there is deliverance, there is the answer to your question. Oh, glory be to God. There is provision.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes.
Whatever it is you need. Press into this worship.
Oh, hallelujah.
Worry about who's listening to you. But we're just going to have corporate worship. So we're going to ask Minister Harper to just play. And then begin to sing. And as God leads you, we're going to ask all of the praise and worshipers to just come in that we might worship together. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Come on, worship, worship. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
I want to be with you. I want to be with you, God. I want to be with you. Oh, King of glory.
King of glory.
King of glory.
King of glory.
King of glory. King of glory.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. The voice in worship. Come on, lift up the voices in worship.
Hallelujah.
We worship. I believe you got your breakthrough. Amen. Yeah. I believe that. What did I just hear? I believe I just heard a shackle fall, a chain fall. Somebody got their
ring. Yes,
this is what I need. I need you all to promise me a part two of this, because this is too good. I need each and one of you to come back for part two of the power of praise and worship. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Will you come back? I'm going to get a promise. I want a promise out of each and every one. Overseer Armstead, will you come back?
Of course I'll come back.
Amen. Minister Harper, will you come back?
Definitely.
Amen. Pastor Justin Blackshear, will you come back? Amen. And bless us.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Hallelujah. Evangelist Wyatt, you know I'm going to put you on the spot one way or the other. So will you come back? You might as well do it voluntarily. Will you come back and bless us? Amen.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God. Listen, I don't want to let it go. Amen. We thank God for this time. Hallelujah. You all have been such a blessing to my spirit. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, as soon as I get off of here, I'm just going to be hollering for a while, because God has been moving. Amen. And we just thank God for what the Lord has done on today, the power of praise and worship. I tell you, if Bishop Robinson says the same, we get ready to do part two real soon, because they have been a blessing. We thank God for each and every one of you. This has been KDFI Radio, Kingdom Radio for Kingdom people. And I tell you something, hey, my feet are feeling light, and I have a feeling it's getting ready to get better.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People come.
People go.
People go.
Your life has been.
Your life has been.
Out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused.
You're confused.
But don't worry.
Don't worry. Your song, it will get better.
It's gotta get
better. It will get better.
It's gonna be
better. It will get better.
Cause
God is in control,
y'all. Hey. Thank you, Lord.
Your heart.
is Presiding Prelate Bishop Derek Robinson. You're listening to KDFI Radio.